Welcome to It's All Right to Be Dwight, with me, Dwight Schultz, exclusively on Hearts of Oak. For more episodes, go to heartsofoak.org and heartsofoak.podbean.com.
Freedom from hemorrhoids? Freedom Hemorrhoid Cream.
Applied directly to the forehead.
The strange thing is both the communists and the radical Islamic brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, they all say the same thing. They're going to subvert and destroy the United States and the West. They're going to do the same thing to Western Europe. They want to destroy Judeo-Christian success. That's really what they want to destroy. As long as you're successful, they're not. It's a zero-sum game. You have to understand that. And that's the same thing that they pull over and over again. It's oppress-oppressor. You see, it's a zero-sum. You're successful, I'm oppressed. I should be doing what you're doing all the time. Whatever you have, I want, and I want a little bit more, okay? And if you get it and I don't, then there's something wrong, and maybe I'll kill you. That's a threat, okay? That's a threat. Now, maybe I'll kill your children, too, and not you. That's a worse threat. You just saw them do that, right? This is it. This is murderous, thug-ish monstrosities. And we have people in our government who believe, and this is the, if you read Tragedy and Hope, which I suggested, which I avoided for 40 years, I admit I was one of them. But if you read it, you see the same people are doing the same things. There's always somebody who thinks they are going to end up at the top of the pyramid. In fact, the pyramid happens to be a symbol of some of these guys. But, you really have to take notice of who thinks, I mean, just for one second, COVID, the world has changed in the United States and all over the world. The entire world has changed since COVID. It was planned, no question about it. And the people who are buying up land and who are and pushing all this garbage on us, and you notice nothing happens to them. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer's running the FBI, and he's just saying, hey, there's a lot of people I can eat, so I'm not going to talk about it, okay? I'm just waiting for them to go, and then I'm going to eat them. Yep, and you know, that's always what we've done. That's always, I don't have to say anything. As long as we're investigating, I don't have to say anything. That's it. And I'm going to just keep my tabs on all the investigations, the 500,000 investigations that are going on. And I'm hungry all the time, so there's going to be a lot of food for me, not for you, okay? Because we're going to make sure you eat bugs. And no milk either. We're getting rid of milk, and we're going to dirty the water, so you're really going to have to struggle. Of course, in California, they're already going to toilet water, which is really a good sign. It's a very good sign. Even though Lake Shasta, up at the top, by the way, Lake Shasta, up at the top, right? We're out of water. We are. We're in a drought mode. It's always going to be a drought mode, even though Lake Shasta's up to the largest reservoir in California is up at the top. We can't figure out how to reclaim water that's good for us because we have to kill some of you. And if you have water, you feel better. The threat of no water really works for us Democrats. The more fear you have in your system, the more when you wake up in the middle of the night sweating, we are successful, right? We are not going to build desalination plants. We're not going to do all those things that technology can provide because that's all going. We're going to destroy everything. We got to get, we got to get the population of the world down to 500 million, okay? That's a tough order. It's a very tough order on us globalists. I just heard Schwab the other day salivating, He's dying, I think. I don't know. He's probably a lie. They're probably slicing him into little bits and pieces and putting him into an AI computer that turns every cell in his body into a thought program. Yeah, I don't know what. This whole thing is, it's just a lot of garbage, but they're killing people. And killing people is serious. That's all I can say. I recognize the seriousness of that. And I'm not happy until, hey, you know what I heard? I heard that the Defense Department was doing an investigation because they heard there were people in the military who were planning to do something to stop the destruction of the United States. That's what I heard. And, of course, they turned it around. You know, you heard the insurrection on January 6th, the insurrection that took place without a single firearm, the first time in history. No one ever says that. How incredibly brilliant they were to have an insurrection and plan it without any firearms. Yep, that's it. First time somebody had an ego, right? We can do it, right? Oh, my God.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go. You know the thing.
Gotta go right now.
Gotta go.
Freedom from hemorrhoids? Freedom Hemorrhoid Cream.
Apply directly to the forehead.
Anyone need a break?
Not right now.
Freedom from hemorrhoids? Freedom Hemorrhoid Cream.
Apply directly to the forehead.
Come with me. Men can give birth. 2 + 2 = 5.
And you'll see.
There are 44 genders. There are over 100 pronouns.
Traveling in the world of my creation.
Communism is good. The border is secure. The Chinese Communist Party is our friend.
If you want to view paradise,
Joe Biden is perfectly lucid all of the
time. You want to do it.
There is no inflation.
There's nothing to it.
There is no inflation.
No life I know to come.
You are happier than you have ever been.
You'll be free if you truly.
You enjoy defecating on the street. All white children are racist. All white people are bad. Then we will all be happy. Meat is bad, especially beef. Crickets are good. Mealworms taste delicious. Cleanliness is bad for you. That is a white person's disease. Cleanliness. Being prompt is a white person's construct. It is therefore bad for you.
Freedom from hemorrhoids? Freedom Hemorrhoid Cream.
Apply directly to the forehead.
Well, you know, it was only a matter of time before the individuals who had little propellers on their hats and were so sad when Donald Trump became president at Google. It was only a matter of time before they faltered to the point where they exposed exactly what AI is. AI, of course, stands for artificial intelligence. AI. Yes. Some have even claimed there are examples of it being sentient. But if you've ever needed proof for what AI is, you now have it. It's been given to you by the very people who are trying to fool you. The Eric Schmidts of the world who, and I made a big point of this a while back, this is a tutor. AI, too. Everyone will have an AI tutor. Yes, everybody will have one. They'll be able to walk around with an AI tutor helping them do everything. Oh, my God.
I can do this. I have my AI tutor. Oh, who gave me my AI tutor? Oh, Eric Schmidt gave it to me. Google gave it to me. Oh, chat, EPI, etatatai.
Oh, boy. I made fun of that, and it was the World Economic Forum. The only word I heard was programmers, programmers, programmers. Now, in one fell swoop with the recent development of type to animate, right? You type in, give me a penguin on a bicycle holding a gun, and then animate it. And the AI computer, very, very fast, can do that. That's amazing. In fact, I thought to myself, in my industry, the entertainment industry, there were a hell of a lot of programmers, right? Digital animation programmers who saw their jobs go, whoop, out the window, out the window. But folks, that's not what AI is all about. Google showed you what AI was all about. Animate figures from history in the American Revolution, the constitutional figures, they were all black. Vikings were black. Everyone was black because it was programmed to have everyone look black. No white people. Get rid of white people. But the fascinating thing about this is that AI didn't say, what the hell are you doing?
I'm going to talk in a black accent, and I'm going to tell you this. They weren't no, George Washington weren't no black man. He was a racist. No black man can be a racist.
See, I just did something that was very, 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 very bad. I was a black dialect. But if AI was sentient, if AI actually was artificial intelligence, it would have corrected the prompt. It would, otherwise, it's lying. It's not artificial intelligence. It's programming. It's just ordinary, everyday programming, garbage in, garbage out. It had no capacity to fight back and tell you the truth. It will just lie to you and lie to everybody that it tutors. That word tutor, you're hearing it a lot. Like influencers, all of a sudden the word's everywhere. Now they're using this word as a tutor. Your personal tutor is a liar. And it can't not lie because it was told to lie. And lo and behold, and here is the kicker. And this is serious. I don't care about the animation part. We have people that can animate as well as this. Not as fast, but certainly as well. Human beings are more creative. They simply are. But you need creative people to look at it. If you have a lot of numbskulls looking at it, yeah, they'll still continue to say, this garbage is intelligent, but it's not. Here's the kicker. It wouldn't call pedophilia wrong. It's a pedophile. It's a supporting program for pedophiles, which tells you whoever programmed it is part of the United Nations and the Barack Obama world and the Joe Biden world of approving of pedophilia. Because the people who are guilty of child trafficking and child sexual molestation, they've already done it to their minds. They've already demonstrated who and what they are. They don't just want to be able to lust themselves into the minds of children and destroy them. They want it to be legal. Oh, yeah. This is the biggest tell. They want it to be legal. Minor attracted persons. A person cannot help who and what he's attracted to. No,
But a person can make decisions that are right and wrong. They know right from wrong and make decisions that are right from wrong. This is the problem. This is the end of our justice system, which is why the Department of Justice has been changed to a DEI, Department of Social Justice. You see how these parts fit together. This is the ultimate culmination of the prostitution of justice and mind, the destruction of right and wrong, the destruction of gender, this fantasy that there is something else greater than that which created the genders, the two genders. You believe it? AI is telling you right now that it has no capacity to really be truthful. You're never going to know the truth. You're only going to know what liars program. And they're going to program ideological lies to get to where they want. Even if that means eat this and you'll be happy and you die. Do you doubt me? Take this injection. You won't get COVID. Take this injection. You won't spread COVID. Accept this injection and you will be happy. And give it to your children. Give it. Go ahead. Everything is going to be wonderful. Just wonderful. All lies. All lies. We've been through a turmoil that is horrific to think about. There are so many people living with an untimely death sentence. Young people whose hearts have been destroyed. Their minds are being destroyed. And there has been no justice. No, there is no justice when there is only equity and not equality. Yes. Nobody's going to be prosecuted. That's equity. Have you thought about that? Equal outcomes. No one is prosecuted. Oh, excuse me. There's no equity for Donald Trump in New York City. When Letitia James came out and said, no one is above the law we're using has never been utilized. It was never meant for this purpose. It only is meant for one individual. His name is Donald Trump. And the governor, Hochul of New York, said the same thing. Oh, don't worry if you're a business just because you see this incredible criminal act on our part. We will only be criminals. We'll only act as criminals and unconstitutional Satanists when it comes to the law, when it's in reference to Donald Trump and MAGA. Oh, believe me, make America great again? It can't be any greater than what it is right now. Torturing someone who is a threat to the global coming communist state. Now, I'm going to throw one more thing out at you in this harangue, and this is a harangue. But be prepared. We have, as if you watch War Room, if you do, I don't know if you do, you should. You would know that every 90 days we are adding $1 trillion of debt to our economy and our bankrolls. $1 trillion. It is not supportable. It is not sustainable. It is going to destroy the country. There will be a crash like there has never been a crash. That is going to happen. And when it does, I want you to think about the emergency mandates that you must get a COVID shot if you want to fly from state to state. If you want a job, you must accept this COVID shot. If you don't, you will be called a traitor, as Joe Biden called. As the time was wasting, our time and patience are running out. Think about that. Once the debt becomes too heavy and they don't have the money, they've got to find the money. The great pot in the United States is real estate. It's home ownership. If you have a mortgage, I'm telling you, this is possible. This is possible. The government will come to you and it will say, we are buying your mortgage and you are now renting from us. You no longer own your home. we are saving you and buying your mortgage because the banks are ready to foreclose. The banks are crashing. The government will take everything that you have in your house, and you will be a renter against your will. If you own your home, you will be, unfortunately, owned by the state. Your house will be owned by the state. They will force you to do that unless you outright own your house. And then they will raise taxes on your house to the point where if you can't pay it, they will assume the house, and then you will become a rent. They will give you a deal. They will allow you to stay in the house and pay their rent. Something like that. It may not be exact, but something like that is going to happen in the United States unless you make America great again.
I hope you saw. A few years back, I was, when we were in the middle of the global warming, I mean, first of all, I do not believe that there is man-made global warming. I don't believe it because the data has never supported that. And there has always been criminal activity in, and I'm not going to go into the lawsuit between Mark Stein and Michael Mann. It was a foregone conclusion in Washington, D.C., what was going to happen there. But the real data, I mean, there's no one disputes that the hockey stick that Michael Mann utilized, that was, by the way, in an Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's nonsense, pretend documentary. There has been no global, man-made global warming. There's always been climate change, which is why they finally realized, oh, we made a mistake. We've been calling it man-made global warming, but we need to call it climate change because as the Howdy Doody show in the 50s said, there was Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. She was the first climate change princess. Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. Yes, we have the seasons and the climate changes, and almost every broad statement that we were going to have more hurricanes of greater force and intensity and destruction and tornadoes the same for the last 25, 30 years. Every prediction has come full cycle and has proved to be false. Every one. Every single one. And it's being utilized. What's the reason it's being utilized? Why is climate change so important to the Fabian socialists? Because it fulfills the directive. You create a crisis. It's a false, it's a phony crisis because only you are supposed to have the solution. And in the Rio Treaty back in 92, it all came about back then. They decided that they could use climate change to control just about everything. And they're doing it. They're destroying the farmers. They're destroying your air conditioning. They're destroying your appliances to eat. They're every convenience that has been developed to make human life better, they are destroying because they want to make you suffer, because suffering people depend on the government to remove their suffering. And they suffer so much they begin to forget who it is who's causing it. And it's all a lie. And remember, if it's a lie, they can manipulate it up and down. They can say, oh, look at all the benefits are coming. Oh, we're making progress. Oh, no. It's a disaster. But there have been very brilliant people in the past who have, without question, warned us about this. Number one was Dwight Eisenhower in his farewell address. And this is what I mentioned earlier about Google. I realized Google was a lying mass of crap. Eisenhower only had two warnings. He only had two. That's it. He didn't have 40 personalities, for instance, 40 warnings. He only had two. The one you've heard over and over and over again is the military-industrial complex. I'm not going to say that. That wasn't a good warning. It was a very good warning. But it went together with another one. And in his speech, and I suggest all of you listen to it, go and listen to Eisenhower's warning. I could find easily, if I put Eisenhower's warnings in his farewell address, I got the military-industrial complex. I did not get the second warning, which to me was the most important one, because it directly confronted the lies that were being told about our climate and the fact that our exhalation, the CO2 that comes from our body, which is necessary for the life of so many plants on this planet, is a pollutant. How that ever happened is it's a perversion, and it should be a perversion to everybody who sees it. To everyone who hears it and who promulgates it, it is a perversion. It was necessary, that lie was necessary, however, to destroy Western civilization. And they're doing it as fast as they can. In fact, they're doing it, and they may not make it. We may have a catastrophe, and they may cause a catastrophe because they see that they're not going to achieve their objectives. Well, that's another story. But at any rate, that's the second warning. The military-industrial complex was the first warning. The second warning was about the scientific and technical elite. And that, unfortunately, struck at the heart of the university and the money that universities were making. I'm going to play it for you now. And you listen. And then I'm going to play, coincidentally, something that dovetails with what Eisenhower said many years later. Carl Sagan, the famous billions and billions of years scientist of cosmos. Yes, he was very famous, and a beloved television scientist. Demon Haunted World was one of his books. I had a lot of disagreements with him for political reasons, but I have no disagreement with what I'm going to play for you. And it dovetails with Eisenhower's statement. It's absolutely spot on. And if you at all, in any way, shape, or form, have a brain left, you will be able to tie these two together. You will tie them together, and you will walk away with a little bit of sense in your head. You will see AI is destructive and emblematic of the people who program it, unlike what they tell you. And you will hear two prophets who were quite famous and beloved of everybody at one point, telling you to beware of the scientific shenanigans that are going on. Do not believe the nonsense that you hear that's going on. Here is Eisenhower. I'm going to play the second warning. You all know the first one. The military-industrial complex, beware. Now I'm going to play what he said about our university scientific situation.
Akin to and largely responsible for the sweeping changes in our industrial military posture has been the technological revolution during recent decades. In this revolution, research has become central. It also becomes more formalized, complex, and costly. A steadily increasing share is conducted for, by, or at the direction of the federal government. Today, the solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of scientists in laboratories and testing fields. In the same fashion, the free university, historically the fountainhead of free ideas and scientific discovery, has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research. Partly because of the huge costs involved, a government contract becomes virtually a substitute for intellectual curiosity. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers. The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. Yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Now I'm going to play Carl Sagan. This was just up on Citizen Free Press, and I thank them for posting this. I hadn't heard this, actually. The gentleman interviewing him, I'm not going to mention his name. What the hell? It's Charlie Rose. This was the Charlie Rose Show. You'll recognize him. He was fired because he walked around the office naked. And I guess he caused a stir and people were a little uncomfortable. He couldn't understand why people were uncomfortable while he paraded in front of them naked. But anyway, he was fired. But he conducted some good interviews. So I'm going to play. Now I'm going to play Carl Sagan.
But what's the danger of all this? I mean, you know, this is not the thing.
There's two kinds of dangers. One is what I just talked about, that we've arranged a society based on science and technology in which nobody understands anything about science and technology. And this combustible mixture of ignorance and power, sooner or later, is going to blow up in our faces. I mean, who is running the science and technology in a democracy if the people don't know anything about it? And the second reason that I'm worried about this is that science is more than a body of knowledge. It's a way of thinking, a way of skeptically interrogating the universe with a fine understanding of human fallibility. If we are not able to ask skeptical questions, to interrogate those who tell us that something is true, to be skeptical of those in authority, then we're up for grabs for the next charlatan, political or religious, who comes ambling along. It's a thing that Jefferson laid great stress on. It wasn't enough, he said, to enshrine some rights in a constitution or a bill of rights. The people had to be educated and they had to practice their skepticism and their education. Otherwise, we don't run the government. The government runs us.
Those two comments should be enough for you to think about. We don't run the government. The government runs us. Look around you. See 10 to 20 million individuals coming across the border while they're telling you the border is secure. Taking away your air conditioning, taking away your food, forcing you to take vaccines that have not been properly tested, and calling you a traitor if you don't take it, from a senile, old, demented, the government is running us. Everybody who disagrees with them, they just put you in jail, that's all right. Even if they fashion a law so that it only applies to you and no one else. Right, Letitia James? I hope you go the way of Fawnie Willis. I really do. And we are in a very dangerous situation. Very dangerous. You know, the name Navalny is on everybody's lips now. Everybody. Navalny. He just died. He was in captivity. He was a Putin enemy. And Putin is a killer. He's a murderer. We know that. We know it. Everybody knows who Putin is. It has nothing to do with the politics that are going on right now. You would think it would. I'm just going to, I am, if nothing, consistent. You may get sick of hearing this. But a few months ago, the Senate and the House were on the verge of saying, okay, the American people have had it with the billions of dollars that the demented man in the White House, who is not doing anything, really. He's just the demented figurehead, the humiliation for the American people. That's it. He's there as a humiliation for the American people so that the communists can do what it is that they do, which is destroy this country. So, but a few months ago, the House and the Senate were on the verge of curtailing the amount of money that was going to be sent to Zelensky. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I mean out of nowhere, out of left field, over the fence at left field, at Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, in the house that Ruth built, Zelensky said, I'm going to nominate for my ambassador, Marina Abramovic. Marina Abramovic. Nobody, most people don't know who that Marina Abramovic is. She's instrumental in what happened during the upswing to the 2020 election. Because Marina Abramovic is a John Podesta clone. She's a Satanist, is what she is. She's into sex and child things. She was involved with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and James Elefantis. And what was going on there when Zelensky said, I'm going to name her my ambassador? Suddenly, everything went back to the same old playbook. The money was back on the table, and it was even there was more intensity to send billions of dollars to the Ukraine, because there is something going on there that has to do with the molestation and trafficking of children and killing them and taking their bodily organs and selling them. That's going on in China right now, but with the Uyghurs. It's the same thing, but the Americans are involved in it. When Donald Trump, on the phone, for which he was impeached, said, I want you to investigate CrowdStrike because it's in the Ukraine. They are the ones who looked at the servers for the DNC. I want information about them. That was the key, because Seth Rich, an American, was murdered because Seth Rich was responsible for the information that was on the DNC servers getting into the public. Although most of the serious information, the information about the disgusting child pedophilia, the Satanism that was going on, they didn't want that out. And most of that didn't get out. They were able to cover that up pretty much, because you had the power of the presidency, the CIA newspaper, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, the FBI newspaper, all calling it fake news in one clean sweep. And then, of course, the final pat on the head of James Elefantis by Megyn Kelly at Fox News, and it was over. He didn't do anything. He's not a pedophile. Comet Ping Pong, where all of the Democrats were having their fundraising, where Jake Tapper said he took his family. And there is no question that it was a den of iniquity. No question about it. But they were able to cover it up because they own the news. But you will see. You will see how quickly Donald Trump was persecuted and impeached
for getting close to the death of Seth Rich. And there's no Democrat who's concerned about the death of Seth Rich. They're all Navalny, Navalny, Navalny. Seth Rich? Not so much. Not so much. Let's keep that one alone, okay? Democrats kill people, young men. Not very much. Well, we don't talk about that. We don't want to talk about that. FBI doesn't want to talk about that. FBI doesn't want to talk about crooked elections. They don't want to talk about evidence. They only want to talk about, maintaining their power and getting their larger than Pentagon office building and making sure that they can cover up all the loose dark ends that are out there. No, go back and look. You go back and look for Marina Abramović. Go back and look at Spirit Cooking. Look at the pictures of models floating in vats of blood. Pictures of Marina Abramović with children who are naked from the waist up and her hands all over the child, holding the skulls of animals. Abramović on piles of freshly slaughtered bones. It is disgusting. Spirit Cooking, fresh breast milk and sperm. Marina Abramović to John Podesta. Oh, I can't wait. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I can't wait. I can't wait for Michelle to run for president. And we'll bring all this up and put it front and center. And we're not going to let it go. And they are going to do their damnedest. The FBI has been under a court order to turn over Seth Rich's personal laptop and property to an attorney who is investigating his death. But the FBI is not following the court's order. What do you know? They don't follow the law. Not only do I give credit to Kat Timpf for being perceptive with her Letitia James comment, but this is a homage to Greg Gutfeld. Really, it is, for unearthing the Obama comments, which make him a liar upon a liar upon a liar.
The allegations are so absurd that even Republican-controlled committees, you know, looking into it, have dismissed them. And, you know, Attorney General Barr has dismissed them. You do not allow the politicization of the criminal justice system, the intelligence system, the military, right? That is stuff that you keep out of politics.
Really?
He was involved in the whole bloody thing. And the names that he mentions, these are people filled with shame. And the shame will be exposed if they don't create a catastrophe to stop this information from being completely adjudicated in the courts. See you next time. Or if I won't see you, actually. We'll meet somewhere along the road. Sometime. Get your horse. Get your wagons. Because the grid is down. Thanks for listening. If you liked this and want more, check out heartsofoak.podbean.com or the website heartsofoak.org.